Hello, Internet. This is you and Sven Sand, ESE Insight calling. There's probably a nice pun about embers and football in here, but hey, this isn't that Euro. This is this Euro Vision Song Contest. Coming up in the show, Switzerland opens up, a surprise at Junior Eurovision, and Italy, do you have a big enough stadium for me? Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome, another 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest coming up for myself, Ewan Spence, and the team at ESCinsight.com. Yes, the Euros are coming to a close as we record this and may well be finished by the time you listen to this. And we look forward to other international contests around the world. We're looking forward to Junior Eurovision at the end of December and, of course, the big contest next May somewhere in Italy. So let's start with the grown-ups. Two countries, broadcasters have confirmed that they will be attending Eurovision next May. That's Albania and Poland. They joined the list of Australia, Bulgaria, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, Malta, Netherlands, Norway, San Marino, Serbia, Sweden, Switzerland, and Ukraine. These are only broadcasters who have confirmed publicly. Many more of them may well have given the nod to the EBU and said, yep, we're coming along, here's the paperwork, but haven't actually announced it yet. In terms of the dates, still up in the air. A lot of that depends on who our host city is going to be, and there is some progress in that process for selecting where we are going to be hosted next year. The base criteria have been confirmed by the official website and Italian broadcaster RAI. There is a big long list of what you need to do Eurovision, and at the start we're starting the sort of general ones. So you need an international airport about an hour and a half away from the city at most, over 2,000 hotel rooms in the area close to the event, and a venue capable of hosting the large-scale live broadcast with the minimum requirements that are, according to the website, listed below. There will be particular ones that are going through but are not detailed here. There will be a big official document going out to any city that wants to put in a note of interest. But of course, the big one, of course, is the stadium where we're going to host it. You need a capacity of about 8,000 to 10,000 in the audience to host the Eurovision Song Contest, and that's after all the staging, the backstage area, and the other gubbins are all in place. It's about 70% they reckon you need. So you're probably looking for an arena that, on a normal event, gets about 12,000 to 14,000 seats in capacity. The main hall has specific specifications for the broadcast, things like the load capacity, the roof clearance, how strong the ceiling is, how big the doors are to get the staging elements in. You need space for all the other bits and pieces around that main hall, the press centre, the delegation spaces, dressing rooms, artist facilities, staff facilities, broadcast facilities, whole hospitality, bits for the audience. And all of that needs to be available for 9 weeks. There's 6 weeks to get in and do everything in the sort of basic tech, 2 weeks of rehearsals and live broadcasts, and then another week to take it down as well. The cities should all submit their note of interest by July the 12th. Hopefully we'll have a full list by then. And then their bid books detailing everything that they do will be expected over the next month or two. Look at that. You're thinking late August if they were really quick in choosing, or sort of mid to late September on a more realistic schedule. Okay, so we last June, of course, we had our anagram competition. The challenge was which three host cities have been scrambled into the anagram. We had our mystery voice, so let's just remind yourself once again.
Small melon in Parmesan.
And we asked you to DM the answers to us over at Twitter. Those of you who won will be in touch shortly, but the actual answer you're looking for was San Remo, Milan, Naples. You got those three. Congratulations. If not, don't worry. We'll have another prize anagram next week. Stay listening to the podcast, www.esinsight.com, and all your usual podcast libraries, sources, directories as well. Okay, on to Junior Eurovision as well. We do have dates and locations for that. It's La Scène Musicale in Paris on December the 19th, so just before Christmas. Yay! Hashtag imagine. Okay, now we do have some movement on the entry list here, and got this one wrong. I was expecting to see Italy's RAI announce its entry to Junior Eurovision. Given the last few years, we've seen the upcoming host of the adult contest entering Junior 6 months before, presumably with a view just to seeing how the nuts and bolts are going on, be involved in the production and lots of discussions. That's not happening this year. RAI has confirmed it won't be entering Junior Eurovision, citing the long planning and preparation it would need to actually do the contest hasn't even been started. It's also being very cautious around featuring children on television in general this year, and it's obviously focusing on May's Eurovision itself. And as a sort of final note, it does note that it's participating in other children's programming that's organised through the EBU. So, no Italy at Junior Eurovision. We're also still waiting to hear from RTSH in Albania. They did say they were making a decision by the end of June, but it's not been communicated yet. So we're still looking at 10 in our entry list. France, Georgia, Germany, Ireland, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Russia, Spain, and Ukraine. In terms of country news, thanks again to the Dutch, because we've got their fourth song that's going to be heading into their national final at Junior Song Festival. And it's one of the solo singers at this time, Priscilla. Her song's called Be All Right. It's debuted on the Dutch Junior Song Festival and YouTube website with a lyric video. Presumably the performance videos and the music videos are going to be coming along in the near future. We also quietly got a note that the televised final is going to be on September the 25th. Okay, other country news from around the contest. Albania, as we said there, have confirmed their entry into Eurovision 2022. And broadcaster RTSH has also opened up submissions for their Festival Kënjes. It's the 60th edition of Albania's contest. And as with the last few years, the winner will be given the ticket to Eurovision 2022. Although the songs usually require some editing, both to fit under the Eurovision time limit, and they need to create a backing track for the song as well. Festival Kënjes uses a live orchestra. And in some years, RTSH have just completely changed the song altogether. It's just an artist selection from the Festivale, which takes place usually between Christmas and New Year, which gives us a nice little break there. France has also opened up submissions for the 2022 song. The French broadcasting team at France 2 have said that the submission deadline is October the 24th. Details are at their website. Switzerland have also given us details. They are going to be accepting submissions this year from songwriters. That window will open up on September the 1st. No word yet on the deadline for that or any of the sort of extra pernickety details. They're going to be communicated during August, although after the submission process, we're still expecting that to be an internal selection, so don't expect a national final there from Switzerland. Finally, in the news, Italian superstar Raffaella Carrà died this week, aged 78, one of Italy's legendary celebrities, and although never appearing at the Eurovision Song Contest, she was a huge supporter of the contest, one who was put her name behind the campaign to have Italy return, which they did in 2011. She acted as a spokesperson and commentator and really embraced the contest. Reportedly in the running to be one of the hosts for Eurovision 2022 in Italy. I've no doubt that Carrà would have brought an infectious joy to the contest at some point. Our thoughts and condolences to Raffaella's family and friends at this time. Right, what do we got going on this week around the community? Well, we've got two on ESC Insight for you. On the main site, we've got an article on the power of streaming and how the Celestial Jukebox allows you to listen to any of the Eurovision performers as they're on the stage and how that has changed the musical landscape to find success compared to, say, back with Johnny Logan in 1980. Also, that over on our Patreon site, we've got a short editorial about a debate held by the EBU back in the 1950s. Should the entries come from broadcaster or from a country? As we know now, the answer is a country, but it's a nice little what if going on there. Patreon.com/ESC Insight. Same place there if you want to support us through a monthly donation, or we can do one-offs as well. Just get in touch. Also, whatever else going around, as always, we've got to give a shout out to the Second Cherry podcast. You're joining us in the podcast radio and giving all those national final songs that didn't make it to Rotterdam a second bite of the cherry. If you're also looking for more Eurovision audio out there, I really like to recommend also the Eurovision Showcase, which broadcasts weekly on Forest FM. But Kieran also makes the show available online to listen again in your favourite podcast directory, SoundClouds and Mixcloud and such, like the Eurovision Showcase, Second Cherry and ESC Insights podcast should all be findable in the usual places. Date-wise, the only one we've got to add into this one is the Dutch Junior National Final on September the 25th. Day after that is Poland's Junior Eurovision National Final on the 26th. 2 weeks before that, September the 10th, is Germany's National Final. Submissions closing for Norway on August the 15th, the Netherlands on the August 31st, Finland September the 6th. And Junior Eurovision still there as that big bright beacon on Sunday the 19th of December. That's us for the other 7 days. That's the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and Junior Eurovision moving forwards. Yep, it will get faster as we go through. Enjoy the summer, enjoy the pace, enjoy whatever you're watching this weekend. Stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team at ESC Insight. Find out more at www.escinsight.com.